For the first time since 1997, the federal budget is expected to be in the red this year. The Bush administration today announced it is projecting a deficit of $165 billion. Just last year, the federal budget had a $127 billion surplus. A number of factors have contributed to the turnaround in the budget situation. Stan Collender is a budget analyst who has worked for both the House and Senate budget committees, and he joins us now. Mr. Collender, it's been expected for a while that there would be a budget deficit, but is this projection larger than expected?
For the current year, absolutely. Everyone was thinking maybe $150 billion would be the highest. So once we crossed the $160 billion mark, it did get a few eyebrows up, but only just a few.
Let's go over some of the reasons for this. First of all, the stock market.
Well, not just the stock market. Let's talk about the economy as a whole.
Okay.
The economy is just not recovering as fast as everyone had anticipated when the president's budget came out earlier in the year. Then, as you suggested, the most recent economic problem, the stock market, is causing budget projections to change again, simply because capital gains taxes and those types of things, corporate profits, are just not going to be as high as had been expected. Again, remember, everything's relative to what you had anticipated earlier. Add to that the fact that Congress is spending more on things like natural disasters, the forest fires in Colorado and Arizona, and man-made disasters like the need to fight a war on terrorism and homeland security. Add to that political needs in an election year, the agriculture bill and some pork barrel. Put it all together along with a few other small changes here and there, and you've got what has been an enormous change in the budget outlook.
What about the president's tax cut? In retrospect, was that a bad idea?
Well, bad in the sense it certainly increased the deficit compared to what it otherwise would have been. But at a time of an economic downturn, I'm not necessarily sure that adding a few dollars to the economy, that is giving consumers a few more dollars to spend, was that bad an idea. The real problem will come when the additional parts of the tax cut start to get enacted if we no longer need to add additional money to the economy. But we'll talk about that in a couple of years.
Now, the White House is projecting a balanced budget by 2005, the year 2005. Is that realistic, especially given what you mentioned earlier, that is the spending that we're projecting now for homeland security and for defense?
The answer is almost certainly not. A 2005 surplus, or even a surplus happening in 2006, is what you've got to term optimistic. It's based on a variety of assumptions about a spending path that Congress and the president just are not likely to actually take. Congress will add more spending than the president has proposed. The president will almost certainly accept most of it in an election year. Spending on defense and homeland security is going to be higher than expected. And it's not clear that the economy is going to grow as fast as had been projected even a couple of months ago. So 2005, 2006 is optimistic. If we had a surplus by the end of the decade, I think that's probably about the right timing.
The country lived with deficit spending for a long time and very briefly with a surplus. So is there a problem with going back to deficit spending? What's the problem with doing
it? Yeah, look, there are a couple of things that everyone has to keep in mind. Yes, we've returned to deficits, but these deficits are not as big either in dollar terms or as a percentage of the economy terms as they were back in the 80s and early 90s. So they're not terrible. And as you suggested, we've lived with them for a while, and we can probably continue to do so. The real problem here is that relative to expectations of just a year or so ago, the government's now not going to be paying off the debt that it had planned to pay. It's going to have to borrow more on Wall Street. And that means that at some point in the not-too-distant future, maybe even already now, interest rates on everything from homes to car loans to credit cards are going to be higher than they would otherwise have been. And that, at some point, will start to have a negative impact on the economy. It's almost as if the government is going to put a tax on homeowners at some point.
All right. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Stan Collender is a budget analyst and national director of public affairs at Fleischmann Hillard.